Medina, Medina, virtues of Medina, 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 virtues of Medina, 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 virtues of Medina, 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 virtues of Medina.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madina Channel, welcome to the series Virtues of Medina. Let's start with the blessing of reading Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the one who reads Durood upon me 50 times in one day, I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we start, let's make some good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal we will learn about the virtues of Medina Sharif. Whatever we learn, we will act upon that, we will pass it on to others. Inshallah, we will learn about these for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. That when we go to Medina Sharif next time, we can take some note and act upon these virtues, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So the blessed city of Medina Sharif, my dear viewers of Medina Channel, has over 100 names. And it's mentioned that Medina Sharif is such a sanctified city that the most qasidas have been written in its love and remembrance in the most languages of the world. In the most languages in the world, the most qasidas have been written about the blessed city of Medina to Munawwara. Can you imagine? And this is ongoing. Till the day of Qiyamah, these Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will carry on writing Nas and Nasheeds and Qasidas in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beautiful city. And it's been mentioned in the most languages of the world as well. Subhanallah, how much can one praise a person of the dunya? How many books can be written? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a personality that you know, this is never ending. All the ink of the pens can finish, the papers can finish, but the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is never ending. The more praise and the love that the ashik has, the more he wants to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more yearning he has to go to the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's go and learn about some of the awliya Allah who went to Medina Sharif and what happened, their accounts of them visiting Medina. It's been mentioned, Sayyidina Imam Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahmatullah alayhi states, Sayyidina Sheikh Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Nafis Tunusi rahmatullah alayhi states, once I visited the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I went to go and visit the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened? He said, I was in the state of extreme hunger. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry. All of a sudden, I dozed off. Someone woke me up and invited me to go with them to their house. They invited them to come with me. Therefore, I came to the house with him. The host presented dates, ghee, and a loaf of wheat and said, eat to your full. Because my great-grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has commanded me to host you. Come to us in future whenever you are hungry. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madin Channel. This was the awliya Allah. When they were hungry, when they had a need, they would go to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's listen to another faith enlightening parable regarding visiting Medina Sharif. Sayyidina Hatim Asim rahmatullah alayhi has visited the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made the following dua. O Allah Almighty, I beheld the blessed grave of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not return me empty-handed. Ya Allah, I've come to you. I've come to the court of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't return me empty-handed. A voice was heard, O bondsman, we granted you the permission of visiting the blessed grave of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only when we intended you to purify you. Now you and those who beheld the blessed grave with you should return being forgiven. Allah Almighty has indeed become pleased with you and those who beheld the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he heard a voice saying that you were only granted the permission because we wanted to purify you. This should be our mindset as well, my dear viewers of Madini channel, that we want to be purified from sins. Ya Allah, take me time and time again to Medina. Give me the permission to go time and time again to the blessed city of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I can be purified from my sins as well. And this is those of us who have the wealth, as much as you can, keep going again to the blessed city of Medina Sharif. And we see, especially in the beautiful Madani Mahul of Dawat-e-Islami, that the Ashikani Rasul, time and time again, they have a yearning not to go and see Paris and London and Milan, but where? To go and see Medina. That they've been seen all the places of the world. You've seen the beautiful sceneries of the world. But that one beautiful scene of Medina Sharif, of the blessed Gumbad, the green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful golden grills of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your eyes become so attached to these beautiful scenes that you don't want to leave them. You don't want to leave the beautiful city of Medina. You want to stay in that beautiful city of Medina Sharif. This is the yearning the Ashikani Rasul should have. So we, if we don't have that yearning, increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we do this? Read salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly. The scholars have mentioned that the one who reads Darood and Salawat 313 times, 313, is amongst those who read Darood in abundance upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one of the ways for us to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read his blessed seerah, the books about his life, about his family, about the way he used to do his business, the way he used to was with his companions, the way he was with his family, with his blessed wife, with the way he was with his sahaba, the way he lived his life. We must learn about these things, my dear viewers, to increase our love. Listen to beautiful qasidas and naats about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, this will increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to the beautiful Madin muzakras of Amir al-Sunnah, where he talks so much about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more zikr which is done of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we'll see more love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: whoever amongst you can die in Medina should die in Medina, because I will intercede for the ones who dies in Medina. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one who can die in Medina should die in Medina. And it's the awliya Allah, some they would not leave the boundaries of Medina. That just in case I cross this boundary, I leave the boundary of Medina, what happens if I die? Now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever can die in Medina should die in Medina. So they would not leave that boundary. And us, again, what is our frame when we go there? Quickly, maybe 1 or 2 days, rushing, I have to get my shopping done, I have to buy this for my certain children, for my relatives, I have to buy this. Do we take back the things that we should be bringing back? The blessed khajur or the blessed zamzam water which we should be bringing back for our families. These clothes and these toys we can get from anywhere. This is not why we came to Medina Sharif. But unfortunately, when we go there, we see the shopping malls are full. The people are spending, astaghfirullah, less time in the masjid itself and more time in the shopping malls, because they say as a tourist attraction. So my dear viewers, take this opportunity when we get there and increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just sit there and look at the green dome and read salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, you will see the blessing of this in the dunya and in the akhirah as well. My dear viewers of Madini channel, we are listening to the virtues and specialities of Madinatul Munawwara and the sacred places it contains. Remember that talking about Medina soothes the souls and the hearts of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just zikr in Medina, just talking about Medina, the people who love Medina, who have ishq and attachment to Medina, all they want to hear time and time again the name Medina, Medina, Medina. When this name is just mentioned, you will see people's face start smiling. You will see that their eyes get brightened. Why? Just of the zikr of Medina, the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the pious people such as Amir al-Sunnah Namad Barakatul Aliyah, when he goes to Madinah to Munawwara, it's been mentioned that he goes in such a way that all the brothers around him are reading naats. He's crying in the love of Medina. His ishq Mustafa, that he is overwhelmed by going to the city of Medina. Amir al-Sunnah, if you read about when he goes to Medina Sharif, the way he removes his shoes and goes into Medina, the ishq of Medina, the love for Medina, the zikr in Medina. This is how we need to follow such people, such as Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah. When you watch Madini channel, when you see the Madini Muzakras of Amir al-Sunnat, you can see the Ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming out from Amir al-Sunnat. You can see the way that he's telling his followers, telling the people of the world who watch him on Madini channel to follow the Sunnah, to keep the blessed Sunnah hairstyle, grow the blessed beard, to wear the blessed Imam al-Sharif. Why? This is his love for Medina. He has changed lives of thousands of people and put Ishq Mustafa into the hearts of the Muslim Ummah today. My dear viewers of Madini channel, if you read the books and if you hear about the waqiyat of which has happened in Dawat Islami, people who are outside, who are sinning, people who are alcoholics, people who are in drugs, today they have gone the full bid, they have wearing the imamah, they have got the Ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of these people who were in sins before, today they are imams of masjids. Why? Because of good company. How is our company? Think to yourself that when we go to Madina Sharif, you should go with such people who will increase your Ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Not go with such people who will take you away from the Masjid al-Nabwi and take you into the shopping malls. But go with such people who you know who will increase my love, who will tell me to spend more time in the Masjid, who will tell me to read more salawat, who will take me to the ziyarat of in Madina Sharif, the masjids in Madina Sharif. There are many which we call ziyarats in Madina Sharif or around Madina Sharif, which are very blessed places where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go. Let's go and learn about them as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's an ancient village called Quba, which is situated approximately 3 kilometers in the southwest of Madinatul Munawwara. And there's two sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to Masjid al-Quba every Saturdays, sometimes walking and sometimes riding. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, offering salah in Masjid al-Quba is equal to Umrah. Subhanallah, offering salah in Masjid al-Quba is equivalent to Umrah. So we go there, we've done one practical Umrah. How many times you can go to Masjid al-Quba? Keep reading salah there and keep getting the reward of doing Umrah. Subhanallah, this is why it's the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what Allah has given to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are gifts which are given to us for the sake of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, the one who performed wudu at his home and then offered salah in Masjid al-Quba will get the reward of Umrah as well. Subhanallah, so again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing how we should go to Masjid al-Quba and offer salah there. Sometimes we only go there once. Those of us who have been to the blessed city of Medina, we might just go once. When we go for the ziyarahs with the group, we go once and we go see Masjid al-Quba. That's it. Why not go time and time again? If you can walk there, walk there. If you can get a taxi, go there. Just to read salah there. Just sit in the masjid is a form of ibadah for us as well. For as long as you stay in the masjid, you are saved yourself from sins. Do the intention of itikaf. Nawaitu sunnat al-itikaf. As long as you are in the masjid, inshallah, the angels will keep writing good deeds for you. Apparently, you are doing nothing. Even if you don't read salah, even if you don't read salawat, just sit in the masjid and read the rood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just sit in the masjid and close your eyes and think of the Gumbad al-Hazra. Inshallah, you'll be getting good deeds and the reward of itikaf for as long as you are in the masjid. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also go to Medina Sharif and other ziyarahs which are around it. Is also the shrine of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His blessed shrine is situated near the mountain of Uhud. And also there are other sahabas around there as well, which we should also go and visit. There's approximately 70 blessed companions attained martyrdom in the battle of Uhud. Majority of the martyrs of Uhud are also laid to rest within the 4 walls built next to it. So 70 blessed companions are near the Mount Uhud. So we should also go and visit the shrines there. If we can, go and visit other sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan around the Masjid Nabi Sharif, in the graveyards, around the blessed city of Madinah Sharif, and do Isal al-Sawab for them as well. So when you go there, go to these places, see them, take our children to these places, teach our children about the beautiful city of Medina, the virtues which we have learned from Medina. When you take your children there, tell them that son, daughter, you are in such a blessed place, that this is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, this is where his house was, this is where his family lived, this is where his companions are. Teach your children about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is one of the things in Islam we have been taught, to teach your child the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family as well. So, my dear viewers, before you go to this beautiful city of Medina, teach your children. Give them the mindset that, beta, son, daughter, you know where you are going. You are such a lucky person, you are going there. Many people yearn to go to this place. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the opportunity, has given us the opportunity as a family to go there. But unfortunately, because we don't give this tarbiyah to our children, they go there and we see them running around and, you know, staying more times in the hotels and other places. Teach them adab of Medina. Teach them Ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach them how to be in that space, how to act in that space when we go to the beautiful city of Medina Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, when he went to his second Hajj, he became extremely ill and had a fever. He made the intention to pay a visit to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as being very ill in an ill state. The blessed scholars of the sacred Makkah said, you are seriously ill and a long journey is ahead of you. He was in Makkah Sharif at that time. He said, I want to go to Medina Sharif. They said, it's a very long journey. You are very ill. And it's a long journey. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi replied, if you ask me the truth, then the real purpose of my visit is to behold Medina and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole visit of me coming was to go to Medina Sharif. I started my pilgrimage both times with the same intention. This was his second Hajj. He said, on the first Hajj, this was my same intention to go and visit Medina Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, if there is no visit to Medina, then there is no pleasure for me in the Hajj. But I need to, I've done my Hajj, now I need to go and visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Sharif. They then insisted him to consider his condition. They insisted, look at your condition. It's a very long journey, and it's not how we go today in buses, and we get there in a couple of hours. There you used to be in horses, on camels, and you should take days and maybe weeks to get there. Then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi, he recited the following hadith in front of them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he is not devoted to me. And listen to this carefully, I'll read it again. The person who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he is not devoted to me. The blessed scholars said that you have already visited once in your lifetime. Last time you done Hajj, this is your second Hajj. Last time you already visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat said, in my humble opinion, the meaning of this hadith is not that visiting once is sufficient. Though a person has performed Hajj so many times, but it is essential to pay visit with every Hajj. This is my interpretation, is that with every Hajj, the person must go and visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Sharif. Now please make dua for me, so I get there to the blessed Rawza of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I behold the Rawza, I do not bother if I depart from this world at the same time. He said, I'm not bothered if my life is taken at that time, but I need to get to Medina Sharif. And he took the journey and he went to Medina. One thing we learn from here, my dear viewers, that when we go and we perform Hajj, today there's a large number of people who don't go to Medina Sharif. And listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he is not devoted to me. We all say that we are devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how much effort do we go to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When we have our children in other countries of the world, when we have our parents in other cities or other countries of the world, we make time out. We take out time out from our work, from our busy schedules, to go and visit them. Why? Because we love them. Then we claim we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much and how firm are we on our claim? How much time do we go? Now I'm taking this visit specially to go and visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Sharif. This is the whole intention of the awliya Allah. They will perform Hajj on their way as well. They will perform Umrah. But their intention was to go and behold the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the awliya Allah. This was the pious predecessors, which we need to learn about and to teach our children about, to increase our love for Medina and learn the virtues of Medina Sharif, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So my dear viewers of Madinah channel, as we were talking about the awliya Allah, the previously we mentioned Amir al-Sunnah Da'amat Barakat wal-Aliya, the true wali of this time today. If you want to see who we should follow today, alhamdulillah, we have the personality of Amir al-Sunnah. And as I mentioned earlier, his love and devotion. And it's mentioned here that when Amir al-Sunnah went to Medina Sharif, he suffered a severe flu and had a constant runny nose. Amir al-Sunnah never blew his nose in the sacred land of Medina. Can you imagine the adab, the respect? He would take his shoes off. He wouldn't even blow his nose in Medina Sharif. This was the adab and respect. And where is our adab and respect? Each and every act of his time in Medina to Munawwara displayed his immense respect for the sacred city. Everything he would do would show respect. When he used to walk in the streets of Medina, he would show respect. Throughout his journey, while he was in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, he, Damat Barakatul Aliya, endeavored his utmost not to turn his back towards a green dome. He would never turn his back towards a green dome. And what about us when we go there? We're turning, mazallah, our back to the Rawza to take selfies. We're turning our back towards the Gumbad to take selfies. And this, don't we imagine where we are at that time? You look whose company you are in. You are in the best of creation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you expect to intercede for us tomorrow, and you're turning his back to him. You're turning his back to the green dome. How do we enter the masjid? With our adab and respect. That many of us, we don't even know the adab of entering into the masjid. That we're not even allowed to eat, drink and sleep in the masjid. But when we go to these blessed places, we see people drinking and eating in the masajid as well. It's mentioned if you don't have the intention of itikaf, you can't even eat, drink and sleep in the masjid. You can't even have the zamzam water in the masjid if you don't have the intention of itikaf. So the first thing before we go to these blessed cities and the blessed into the masjid especially, before we go into the masjid, we should always make the intention of itikaf. Whether it's Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabwi or any other masjid in the world. So we should make sure that we make the intention of itikaf, which is very important. Make everybody with us and our children make the intention of itikaf so that we can be able to drink the zamzam water. We should drink the zamzam water. But we must make itikaf intention before we do that. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned today, may we act upon it, may we pass it on to others. May Allah Azza wa Jal call us all time and time again to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara and for us to be able to get the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that whatever we have learned today, may we act upon it and pass it on to others. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Medina, Medina, virtues of Medina. Medina, Medina, virtues of Medina. Medina, Medina, virtues of Medina. Medina, Medina, virtues of Medina.